This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We began today with Mitchell Hartman and the still amazing staying power of the American consumer, as evidenced by this morning's report on retail sales. Again, 0.3% higher in May than in April, beating Wall Street's best guesses. That, then, is the macro picture, but sometimes micro can tell you more. So we got one of our small business regulars on the phone the other day. Vanita Cooper is the owner of Silhouette Sneakers and Art. She's in the historic Greenwood District of Tulsa, Oklahoma, sometimes known as Black Wall Street.
Business is okay. I just looked at our numbers last year compared to this year. For May, we're up about 12% in sales, but for June, we've actually started pretty slow. Part of it is that the festivities around the anniversary of the massacre of Black Wall Street and just, you know, kind of the attention on that event, that historical event, has waned. Part of the strong start to June in the past has been the traffic that comes in from these large events. And so I'm definitely seeing fewer people or fewer of these types of events bringing in huge groups of people. I think another factor contributing to the slower start to this month is the overall sneaker resale market is down, just in terms of volume of sales, but also price. And so shoes that maybe, you know, I would have sold for $300-$400 a year ago or 2 years ago, they're now going for $200-$250. We sold a lot of apparel lately, you know, like $35, $40 shirts that are our branded items. I'm a huge sports fan, like major sports nerd. And I love local sports history in particular. And so Tulsa used to have this Continental Basketball Association team in the late 80s, early 90s. The team's called the Tulsa Fast Breakers. I did this collection to commemorate that, to share that history. And that's definitely generated a lot of engagement and has boosted sales a bit. You know, we are discretionary goods. You know, people don't need an exclusive pair of Jordans. And so anytime I think there's an economic crunch, there's going to be that kind of decision, that tough decision people have to make where they have to skip out on those things. For the pancake fans, our mini Dotson is picking up more hours. You know, I think, you know, when times get tough, you gotta maximize your staff.
Vanita Cooper, she's running Silhouette Sneakers and Art. She's in Tulsa, Oklahoma.